Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hope you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance. And he's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Also, Liberty for All, a manifesto for reclaiming financial and political freedom. He's our good friend, Rick Newman. Welcome back. It's good to have you back, Rick. So a lot of people have been interested in what they could do to help. They've, like me, they felt sort of they wanted to help out with the hurricanes. I've got so many friends in the Houston area. I've got a lot of friends in the Florida area. I've got relatives in Houston. And I wanted to help out, and I just couldn't. So I wanted to contribute some money. And you wrote a piece about what to do about that.
Yeah, I discovered something new and interesting. I did not know anybody personally in the Houston area who was affected by Harvey. But a friend of mine who's from Texas knew a bunch of people. And it turns out one of them, a friend, had started a crowdfunding campaign for them on this site, GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com. And you could give money directly to this family.
Right.
They got flooded out of their house. They lost both their cars. They did not have flood insurance because they were not in a flood zone, so they never had to buy flood insurance. And they were, you know, they had a one-story house, so it flooded about, we got about 2 feet of water in it, and everything that was on the floor, which was almost everything, was wrecked.
Right.
So it turns out there are a lot of these sort of personal crowdfunding pages or campaigns, I guess you could call them. And you can give directly to somebody you know or somebody you know of, which personally I find a little more satisfying than just giving it to the Red Cross and not knowing what happens to it or how, you know, how much of it just goes to pay the CEO's salary and different types of overhead. So it's a new way. And this actually kind of fits well with the social media world we live in today because you may not know the family, but if you know somebody else who knows the family, well, then you know it. You can know that it's not a scam, that it's real people, and you can share it. You can share it on Facebook, Twitter, and every place else and help people out.
Well, exactly. And I have the one that I went to, we have a charity down there that we've been giving to for years called Somebody Cares, and in the Houston area. And this particular one has a fund for the people in the Humble area, which is part of, which is Humble, Kingwood. The Kingwood was hit, one of the hardest hit of the whole area there, and the Humble Kingwood area. And I know that area very well. And so this particular area is this fund that we gave to was just devoted to that little region there. And we did some other things, too, but that was one particular thing. So I'm bringing that up, but based on what you were saying, you can be specific if you want to. You can target help if you want to.
Yes, you can. Now, some of the big charities, the Red Cross and others, for example, they will now donate and make a specific request that your donation go toward some particular relief effort. So you can donate to the Red Cross and say, I do want this to go directly to the Harvey relief effort, or I'm sure the next thing will be the Irma relief effort. But all you know is that it just goes to that general campaign, and there's no way for them ever to break it out and say your money helped, you know, provide food or clothing for these people right here. So this is an interesting option. There are a couple of caveats to this. I think it's important to point out. First of all, nobody's vetting these fundraising campaigns. So you could get scammed, and I think it's only reasonable to expect that there will be some jerks who will try to set up phony accounts.
You got to be careful. It's exactly right now. And the one that I gave, the one that I mentioned, has been vetted. So, but you're right on the online platforms, contributing platforms, those can be scams.
Yeah. These donations generally are not, you cannot deduct them as charitable donations because they're, a family is not a recognized charitable organization.
Right.
And just one other thing I think worth keeping in mind that it is the more fortunate people in the first place who will have the wherewithal to start a crowdsourced fundraising campaign.
Good point.
So, think about it. It requires internet access, which a lot of people don't have after a disaster. But it requires a knowledge of how crowdsourcing works, financial accounts. So the least fortunate people are not going to be able to do this so easily. And
that's exactly where
charities are.
You got to watch out for that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.